I've been awake for about an hour. It's been about a half hour that I've known Joni Laura is dead. It sucks. It's not cool. And now I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that are going to say, well, what did you expect? She did porn. She was an alcoholic. She was a pill popper. She was a drug addict. Da, 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 da. But see, when people say China, I don't necessarily think about the porno star. I see the valet with Triple H and the Intercontinental Champion and the one that had matches with Jeff Jarrett and Chris Jericho and Eddie Guerrero. It's kind of like a bad relationship, in a way. You don't necessarily remember what the person became. You remember, and you always remember, the things that attracted you to them in the first place. So if anyone's a real wrestling fan, they've listened to, like, Jim Cornette's videos on China saying that, like, you know, she couldn't work, and, you know, she looked like a man, and blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, in the beginning, that was absolutely true. Was she ever going to be the next, you know, Lance Storm in the ring or William Regal? No. But I dare argue with Sager is probably just as good a worker as Ryback, you know? And she served a vital role in the Attitude Era in the way women were projected on TV and what women could do in the ring. She could wrestle with the boys, you know? It's like just her theme song, you know, don't treat me like a woman, don't treat me like a man, don't treat me like you know me, just treat me the same. That's basically like what she wanted. And she never really got it. You know, the storyline that sent Triple H and Stephanie together basically cost her her job. She was with Paul Levesque and Triple H, as you know, you Mark Squallum. And she was sent packing. Sent her in a downward spiral. Crappy relationship with Sean Waltman. Don't know what happened there. None of my business. Then she's in porn. In the meantime, she's on Celebrity Rehab. And Surreal Life and all these crappy reality shows. And she's basically doing anything that she can for money. Not even going to mention her tenure in TNA. She was just... TNA would have hired anybody at that point. And she was not the safest worker. I forgot who she was wrestling, but I remember she teamed up with Kurt Angle, and I forgot who she powerbombed. It might have been Karen Jarrett. And it was just like, that's like a powerbomb that I would have thrown somebody. It's not good. She's going to hurt somebody. Her TNA career basically lasted like one episode of Impact. And one pay-per-view, and that's it. And then, you know, back to porn. What this says about the professional wrestling industry is that things need to change the way they treat their women. There is no reason why Ric Flair's visage, Hulk Hogan's visage, should still be on TV at the pace that it is. Like, Why do we live in a society where it's okay to see old men on TV doing something that we know that they shouldn't, but women can't? Why can't a 45-year-old woman be on TV and looked at as beautiful or strong? You know, why do we throw attachments like cougar and milf and gilf and all of those things? You know, it's like an NHL player just got suspended for using the word fag in a game. And that's awful. And that shouldn't happen. But we allow women to still, to this day, be subjected to immense emotional and physical cruelty in professional wrestling. It's changed a lot. And people like, you know, Sasha Banks, Bayley, you know, Charlotte Flair, Emma, Becky Lynch, you know, Sarah Del Rey. They've changed, like, the perception of women in professional wrestling. That they can wrestle better than a lot of men. And that they can tell engaging storylines. And that their time is valuable. That they're not just total divas. But a diva's lifespan is much, much different than a professional wrestler. And you notice the difference. They're both professional wrestlers, but one is called the diva, and one is called the professional wrestler. There's no difference. But, I mean, from my experience with professional wrestlers, and the ones that I've had real conversations with, you don't bring women to watch you perform. Because if you do, anything could happen. I asked Bob Backlund one time, you know, what he attributed to, like, the success of, like, his marriage. He said she's never been in the arena when I'm working. She's never been in that world. It's kind of scary. You know? There's that infamous story about Michael Hayes finding out about, you know, his wife cheating on him or something like that with his tag team partner, and he was like, well, I only get one tag team partner, I'll just go get another wife. Women in the 70s, 80s, even the 90s, the stories of Sonny, Tammy Lynn Sitch, women getting tossed around like used hacky sacks. I'm sure it still happens today. You know, Arn Anderson's cat baths. These are things that the wrestling industry doesn't want to talk about. But women are still treated like shit in professional wrestling. It's much better than it was before. But the ways that we can change it is, why can't women perform longer? You know, Trish Stratus is still beautiful. Lita, did you guys see Lita at WrestleMania? She is still beautiful. They may not be able to work because of health, but if they wanted to work, the WWE wouldn't even allow them to work because they're too old, because they've got crow's feet, and their boobs aren't perfect anymore. But that's women. Women aren't perfect. Women aren't going to be hourglass shape for the rest of their life. We're in this age of acceptance of people and, you know, being logical and being fair to one another. And it's like, so how does Ric Flair get to wrestle until he's 60 and, you know, lead his career is over when she's 32 or something like that? And I'm sure people are going to be like, dude, it's Ric Flair. And I agree. Dude, Ric Flair is a god, a wrestling god. But didn't look like a god. He could still go 35 minutes in the ring, but didn't look like a god. Never looked like a god. That's okay. You know? But a woman has to look a certain way in the ring. See, I don't necessarily agree with that. And then, you know, you had Triple H's comments on Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast a couple months ago, and he was just like, yeah, China's never going to get in the Hall of Fame because of what she did in porn. Well, Tammy Lynn Sitch did porn. Are you going to take her out of the WWE Hall of Fame? Doubtful. This is not a Hall of Fame. This is a story for a whole other podcast, but it's just, there's a huge double standard. Stephanie wanted China out. China was out. She couldn't make a living in the industry. Couldn't use her name. Couldn't use her likeness. Couldn't use any of that. That happens to everybody. If you're going to be a success in professional wrestling, you have to be a chameleon. You have to be able to change, to adapt new gimmicks all the time, new shticks, unless you're The Rock, you know, unless you're Steve Austin. But why didn't the WWE offer her the help that she needed? You know, it's like you have guys like Jake Roberts and Scott Hall got help from DDP, yes. But the WWE paid for them to go to rehab. Even when they weren't working for the company. Shawn Michaels. Right? Because they knew that they were a reflection of the brand. Joni Lauer's name will be synonymous with the WWE. Forever. China. Forever. And they just let her go. They just let her out there. They just let her die in a way. They didn't reach out to her. All because she did porn. Meanwhile, you had storylines, you know, 10 years prior with, you had a pornographic, you know, mid-carder named Val Venus. This hypocrisy, the double standard, it's old, it's stupid, it's so predictable. You know, and this should be a wake-up call. There are more women like Chyna out there right now. People that the WWE have used, you know, for a year, 6 months, 8 months, 2 years, whatever, that ran their gimmicks, and now it's like, where are they? What are they doing? Nobody knows. These women need help. Just like the men that are in trouble, that get chewed up and spit out by the industry, need help too. You know, there's two types of people that get involved in the wrestling industry. People that are smart, people that know what it is they want to do, and they understand that it's a game, that there's politics. You know, and then there's people that are just so unraveled by the art of performing in front of people that they would do anything to be in front of the crowd. And then somebody like Chris Benoit that will put their body through all of these things just to be the best. And think about it. What did Chyna look like when she originally joined the WWE? And what did she look like when she left? Like two completely different people. This is somebody that would have done anything to be a success. And did anything. Surgeries, immense training, everything. And then the rug just gets pulled out from her. And then you expect somebody like that not to go into porn? Not to go on crappy reality shows? She just wanted to stay in the limelight. Like in her last YouTube video, not in her last YouTube video, in a video from Vice, a really good video from Vice, I suggest you guys check it out. She just said she was trying to make money, she was trying to make a living. And that's the problem. She was a college graduate, but a lot of these professional wrestlers, this is the only way that they can make a living. And the fact that the WWE is the only real competition, the only real company out there right now, where people can make a solid living wrestling without going, you know, freelance. And you didn't give her many options. There needs to be more options. There needs to be a treatment plan. There needs to be a disaster plan for somebody who's posting videos on YouTube and is clearly not themselves. Like the WWE needs to. They need to be the leader in worldwide sports in a way. You know? They need to be the ones, you know what? This person is featured on the WWE Network for hours. They're a part of our history. We're a $1 billion company. We need to take it upon ourselves to fix this. Because if you don't, this is going to happen again. And a lot of you may not care, but I mean, I'm going to miss that valet that used to come out with Shawn Michaels and Triple H and Rick Rude. And that girl that fought Jeff Jarrett, won the Intercontinental title, and feuded with Chris Jericho over it, and was with Eddie Guerrero and was hilarious. She's dead. She's not coming back. So, WWE, my question for you is, do you think it's your responsibility to stop it? I think it is.